Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. Today's episode is... Well, listen, we put some egg on our face last week. We're going to come back a little bit stronger this week. If you don't know, this is the show where I drive in the morning from one point to another and try to get to the point. And today we're talking about Electronic Arts and also Game Pass. You may have noticed the last... Was it the last episode? Maybe the episode before last. The episode before last, we were getting into... I was talking about the Xbox Roger Ally and, economic uncertainty and how the prices just continue to go up and how Xbox kind of seems like they're not really in this anymore. Little did I know that episode I recorded, it was probably like a day or two before I put it out. It came out on the day they raised Game Pass prices by $10. And so we live in uncertain economic times. I just got back from a trip with some friends to pretty rural Michigan. We spent some time on the water, had a decent time, and as it goes, when you are surrounded by, four or five other pretty liberal 30-somethings in the day and age that we live in, all of which are in tech or tech-adjacent fields. We started talking about, all the fantastic ways to save the world and how AI is destroying it. Also, kind of the beautiful thing of having a bunch of links shared around also. I am now, I didn't know that Cory Doctorow had a AI-styled newsletter. So that was a good way to end it, was with some good old Cory Doctorow doomerism. Got my friend hooked on Ed Zitrone. We're doing great out here. And so the thing that I wanted to kind of talk about today is Game Pass, obviously, and how, absolutely boneheaded, stupid decision that is to change the price and kind of continue to bang on the drum of, you continue to say you're losing the console wars, you continue to spread Xbox across everything, and how that's basically just destroying Xbox. And it's a very short-sighted thing to do. And part of that, a large part of that actually, is the investment in AI that Microsoft is doing. So Xbox was when Xbox came out, it was Microsoft kind of getting out from the way of being just simply the Microsoft 360, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Office Suite, I guess, at the time. And the Windows business. So they're primarily a software business. There's a little bit of hardware in there. You may remember around the same time as the Xbox, we're talking about the Zune. You have a couple of other smaller devices that are coming out. They're starting to tiptoe into having Windows branded PCs that are spreading out into trying to take over market share from where, the MacBook was at the time, as the MacBook is surging in, and trying to make Microsoft into a hardware business much stronger than they were before. And so Xbox is part of that move. They saw that segment and they're okay, cool. Let's go do that. And so you do that, you see the original Xbox come out, part of this push for Microsoft getting into hardware. And it's kind of this problem of a business that needs to make, hundreds of billions in profit and, have operating revenue that's the size of, most small African nations. And so what do you do when that thing is not hitting those peaks? Well, you move on to the next thing. So this is where the Surface stuff comes in. They go hard on, the small form factor laptops, the tablet style systems that, we're seeing pop up with the iPad, and we're seeing pop up with the Galaxy Tabs and all of those. And we kind of just, like, keep tiptoeing along. Like, Microsoft is doing small products here and there, but for the most part, they're kind of filling out their portfolio to match where other similarly sized tech companies are. And, you know, Xbox 360 comes out, and it is, like, doing well. Things are going great. And this is also the, you know, the move from the 360 to the One, and once you go from the Xbox One, you kind of have the classic Don Matrick fucking crater the business, because the all-in-one box, while it worked for Roku and while it worked for Apple TV, it is not working for the Xbox One, you know, because gamers care about DRM a little bit more as like a, I don't know, like as a term, I guess, than, you know, other people do. Has that ended up mattering in the long term? Not really. You know, they took their lumps when they lost that console generation basically out the gate. DRM is still, you know, here to stay. You know, we didn't win any great victory with that. But then you move into the series consoles, right? And, you know, we can start to see the, you know, the Windows Phone is gone. The Zune is gone. Many of the desktop Surface devices are gone. RIP to the Surface Studio, the coolest looking technology I never owned. And now we're kind of like fully in the world of, we are just getting incremental growth out of this. And I've kind of talked about it before, but this is also the time where Game Pass comes out, right? Because the devices are not making money. Like, they're especially not selling for Microsoft. Like, towards the end of the One, they were already losing. They had lost kind of immediately. And so the way that they got out of that, they do what Microsoft does. They sell software. And that's where we ended up with Game Pass, is that you just basically got a software package that you can sell, and then you have recurring subscription, just like their cloud business and just like their, you know, general software business. And so that's where Microsoft finds its money. And so it's not surprising to me that Game Pass has gone up in price, right? Because everything goes up in price. That's kind of how capitalism works. But the thing that is galling to me, I think, is we are, it's been the headline from everyone who's talked about this, but the, what is it? Raising prices isn't fun for anybody or something. And there's something just incredibly glib about a company saying, oh, sorry, man, we had to raise prices 3 times now in the past, like, month and a half on all of our different stuff. And, you know, it's not fun for us either, company who is actively dumping hundreds of billions of dollars into an AI product that is vaporware, that is, you know, just passing money around to, like, prop up share price. And, man... Like, imagine just absolutely cratering your gaming business over the course of less than 6 months. And if we're not even talking about the, what, 14,000, if not more, people that Microsoft has laid off in the last year surrounding gaming. Like, what's going on? Like, how is this a sustainable thing? And I think the answer is it isn't. It clearly is not working for them. They are pretty obviously divesting everything while they can to, like, maximize the shareholder growth that you can get from doing AI products, which is just another symptom of how absolutely messed up this system is right now. So, sorry. Like, I really don't know. Like, if this is not the sign that you need to get off the Microsoft train, to get off of the Xbox train, then, like, I don't know what else is left for you, because this will continue to get worse. It will continue to get worse. The, you know, a bunch of people are dumping Game Pass right now. Game Pass was probably the only outlet that a lot of these people are getting access to the latest Microsoft games. So, Outer Wilds 2 comes out in less than 2 weeks, maybe. It is, I think it's out this month. Outer Wilds comes out this month. They just raised Game Pass prices 5 days ago. Everyone has dumped Game Pass. A good share of people have dumped Game Pass. There are already going to be fewer copies of Outer Wilds 2 sold simply because of uncertain economic times and just like the absolute batshit insane decisions of Microsoft. And now Game Pass is down. Hades 2 just came out. Silksong just came out. Like, there's all of these other games that people are playing. Outer Wilds 2, maybe it will sell fine. Maybe. But the next one won't. Like, the next Microsoft game is going to come out, and it is not going to do great. Like, you can prop up Call of Duty as much as you want, but if you are not having a way to get people in the door to play these games, then Obsidian goes away. You know? Like, that Microsoft has done... Like, Hi-Fi Rush did great. People loved it. Gone. Redfall. Not great game. Arcane Austin. Great studio. Gone. And this is how this works. And this is consolidation. Like, this is the system working as intended. They buy out these studios. They fill out their, you know, their product offerings with Game Pass, and then they continue to ratchet the price up to squeeze as much out of you as they possibly can. And we are seeing right now that when $16 wasn't too much, when $19 wasn't too much, $30 sure as hell is for a lot of people. But there's no going back because you've already ruined the reputation. You are already on this downward trend. So why do this? Because there's a lot of money left in people who forget that they're subscribed to something. Like, honestly, you look at the price increase and how they waited for this big package of stuff to roll out, how they waited to get the Ubisoft deal together, how they waited to put the Fortnite crew deal together, and, like, is the assumption that people are going to pick up Game Pass now for Fortnite crew? I doubt it. Like, what... If I am subscribed to Fortnite Crew, I am playing Fortnite so much that I don't need Game Pass. Like, how much video games do you need to play in order to get free Battle Pass and 1,000 V-Bucks a month to be able to use all of that because you love Fortnite so much and now also play the 400 plus or whatever games on Game Pass? Like, the Game Pass offering was already starting to slow down this year. Them, like, boosting up this idea of day one games is, like, very hilarious from a person who is, like, watching these roll out, and it's like, well, I mean, this is the most technically true you've ever been. But it's... I don't know, man. Like, it's such a weird... It's a weird decision to raise the price, and I will just continue to come back to this over and over again, is that they split the tiers, they made it more confusing again. They made each of the tiers, I guess, besides PC Game Pass, have more weird things that don't make any sense to most, like, entry-level gamers. And just, like, didn't make it simple or useful or good for people who can't pay $30. That, like, there is no... We added a small, medium, and large option here, just like they did before, but everything has gone up in price. Like, everything has gotten worse, it has gotten more expensive, and it is packed more with features that you don't care about. And it's just, we've kind of reached the, just as we have with streaming services, like, okay, well, we have now, like, completely gone around the bend, and we are now, like, bundling services in together to, like, make my one service be worth more money and to get more out of you. And here's the thing, and this has always been the thing with all of this, is that at least Game Pass and Netflix and all these other services, like, at least that is something that you can experience and enjoy, and it just gives you access to something else. The thing that really gets me about the Fortnite crew being rolled into there and all of the weird, like, Xbox Game Pass perks is that that's all fake. Like, it is all completely there to generate more revenue, and it costs the company nothing. Like, they're not losing money by adding you know, 1,000 V-Bucks to Fortnite Crew, and then just lumping that in with Game Pass. You know, like, I'm sure that there was a deal that was made to make that happen, and Microsoft is paying some amount of money to make that happen, but, like, it's all digital nonsense. Like, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't exist. It's just like cryptocurrency. It's just this fake thing that we all imbue with power, and, like, that's not worth $10. Like, that's not worth adding $10 to my subscription service so that I can play a free-to-play game. Because that's the other thing. You don't need Game Pass to play Fortnite. Like, I guess you need some version of Game Pass to play online with friends or some nonsense, because it's 2025 and that's the world we live in still. Like, if you have a console, you need to pay a subscription fee to access the internet, even though you use the internet to buy video games off of the internet from their storefront that they also get a share from. But, like, man, I don't know. It's just, like, it's such a frustrating, annoying thing that, as, like, a person in this space, as I will continue to say over and over again, I just want more people to play games. I just want more people to see some of the incredibly cool things that other developers are putting out that are telling incredible stories in unique ways and just, like, really knocking it out of the park, like, making some, like, truly incredible art. And then there's Call of Duty 7. And honestly, like, the games that Microsoft has picked up to kind of prop up what Game Pass is, like, sure. Like, we all need blockbusters. We all need money to continue to flow in here, because no one's going to support, like, large, massive amount of people is going to support these, like, little tiny indie games for the most part, right? You get one a year that, like, absolutely pops off. But, like, this game that I'm going to take a look at here pretty soon is a short experimental, like, comic, like, made by a comic book artist about the housing crisis in Amsterdam. You're not going to get 10 million people to play that, right? But because there are people coming into this space constantly to play Call of Duty, to play, you know, Outer Worlds 2, like, to play God of War 2018, like, because there are people who are stepping into this space and they're experiencing these big, massive games, it becomes a little bit easier to say, hey, but, like, check out this other thing for $2. And it becomes this thing where when you're open to it, you can start to find other niches that you like. You know, you started watching movies because, you know, you had a Disney VHS. I don't just watch Disney VHSs anymore. You know, like, there's so much more out there that you're like, oh, I like movie. So, like, let's go see what other movie is. And you get to play around and do that. And I think the great downfall of Game Pass is that it could have been that. Like, it could have been an entryway, and it was for a long time, to kind of get people to, you know, in the corporate term, attach to the service, to the subscription service, and then continue to bounce around and find new things. And it became a recommendation engine that I think was really useful for, you know, the curators at Microsoft. Like, there are a lot of games that I did not buy or would never have played had they not been on Game Pass. And I think they're losing that. And I think that is ultimately a net negative for this industry in general, to make Game Pass be further and further away. Because, you know, you have GeForce Now, you have a couple of other, like, Luna or whatever. And that's fine, but GeForce Now is only your own games. Like, you only get to play the stuff that you own. And Luna is, I assume it's just New World Aeternum. I don't actually know. But it's just very frustrating that this medium continues to be destroyed by the four or five companies that have trillions of dollars to burn. And instead, what they want to do is squeeze another 10 out of you every month. And especially as we sit here and we watch all of this AI nonsense just continue to take over the world with very few use cases where it makes sense or is useful, and it is just burning down the fucking planet. All I want to do is escape into another world where I do not have to care about Claude or ChatGPT or Copilot. And yet they take that from me too. I don't know where this is going. I don't know how to end this thing because I will just sit here and gripe about this for hours. I literally did this weekend. But I support independent media, support indie games, go find something fun on itch. If you can find, like, you know, if the credit card processor isn't taking that game away from you too, like, we're just getting really close to having shareware again, where like we're putting stuff on SD cards now, I guess, and we're just sending 8 gig SD cards to everyone on our mailing list because that's the best we can do to distribute our own games, because it's very clear that these corporations don't give a shit about the medium that they've propped up for the past 20 years. They just want the money. They've always just wanted the money. And unfortunately, they've provided enough convenience to us to where we will happily give them the money, and now we're locked in, and now those prices go up. So, I don't know. Support independent media. Support independent games. Good luck out there. See ya.